Northern Ontario residents worried about the impact of forest fire smoke can take a less than glamorous approach to feeling healthier and perhaps safer. Try the N95 face mask. The cellulose, paper and polypropylene fiber masks were made popular at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, but masking appears to have become something no one wants to go back to. That said, the University of Waterloo has issued a health news release to let people know there are actions to take to mitigate the effects of wildfire smoke. UWaterloo Professor Rebecca Sari, who studies the consequences of climate change and climate policy on human health and environmental inequality, commented this week on the immediate and long-term threats to our health from poor air quality of wildfire smoke. The Waterloo report noted that the prevalence of the forest fires and prevailing wind patterns has carried fire smoke from remote regions of Quebec and northern Ontario to many of the larger cities in southern Ontario and even into the northern United States. Experts say the thing to be concerned about is particulate matter known as PM2.5, which consists of tiny combustion particles which are part of the smoke from the wildfires. PM2.5 can easily be inhaled into the lungs and can even get into the bloodstream. As it turns out, the N95 mask can filter out PM2.5 particulates with 95% efficiency. University of Waterloo commentary also advised Ontario residents to pay attention to air quality alerts and follow the associated guidance provided by the Air Quality Health Index. It further advised residents to reduce their time outdoors, keep doors and windows closed, and to run any air filtration systems available in your home. If you cannot avoid exposure otherwise, consider a well-fitting N95 mask, which offers protection from smoke particles, said the Waterloo report. Another thing to watch is the Ontario Air Quality Index website, which runs daily updated forecasts on the anticipated air quality in most Ontario cities. On Thursday afternoon, Ontario's Air Quality Index website listing for Sudbury was indicating low risk to high risk for Thursday, then up to moderate risk for Thursday night, and then back to high risk for Friday. More information on air quality is available from the Health Canada website.